Wait. Before we go in, I just want you to know that I love you. And I had a great time on our honeymoon. And I can't wait to go in there and spend the rest of our life together.
You're really sticking with the shell necklace, huh?
Sweet,
sweet. Yay. Hey. I'm on in.
Yeah, come on in.
So how was the honeymoon?
Oh, so much fun. But the best part is, we met this incredible couple on the flight back.
That was the best part? Good honeymooning, Tiger.
No, they were really cool, and they were on their honeymoon, too.
Oh, they're terrific, and they live right here in the city.
Yeah, can we go call them? Is it too soon to call? I want to call.
I'm sorry, we're just kind of excited because we finally have a couple to hang out with.
A couple? Like two people? Like one, two people?
Different. Greg and Jenny are in a relationship.
Ugh, Greg and Jenny. Ugh. Hi, Greg. I'm Chandler. This is Monica. Hi, Monica. This is Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Greg.
Listen, they are really great. If you just got a chance
to... You know what? Why don't you just give us our souvenirs and get the hell out of here?
You've got to be kidding me. We didn't get anything for anyone.
Mm-hmm, yeah, nice necklace.
That you can have.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, love that's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day,
so, how was the honeymoon?
Oh, it was great, but how about you? I mean, you're having a baby.
Oh, look, I have a sonogram picture.
Oh, good.
Oh. Ross, it's got your wavy black lines.
All right, so now that Ross knows, can you tell us, you know, how it happened? I mean, when did it happen? How many times did it happen?
Oh. Monica, that's not right.
Start with where.
Well, it happened about 6 weeks ago, and I had just gotten home from work, and Ross was already there, because I guess he'd been hanging out with Joey.
You're welcome, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
And so I had a lot of work to do, and Ross, nice guy that he is, offered to help me out, and then we had a little wine, we got to talking, and next thing you know, out of nowhere, Ross comes on to me.
That's a little misleading.
What is?
The lie you just told.
That you came on to me?
There's the one.
But you did. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes, let's. You know what? It's not important. What's important is that we're having a baby. And it doesn't matter who came on to who.
Whom.
That's right.
You know you kissed me first.
What? You were begging me to kiss you. You were sending me signals all over the place.
I was sending you signals?
Yeah.
Oh, please. Okay, anyone in this room think that I would actually send Ross begging signals? Please, show of hands.
You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what people believe. What matters is what happened.
Okay, well, so these signals, Ross, explain this to me, because maybe I need to be more careful. I mean, am I sending you these signals right now?
You know what, Rachel, just drop it.
No, please, show me how I begged you.
I can show you. I have it on videotape. It's an expression.
He taped the two of them having sex.
I know.
Yeah, you gotta tell a girl before you tape her. Such a rookie mistake.
You know there's a great video camera?
Greg and Jenny.
Can you still want to call him?
I want to call him.
Let's call him.
Yeah, ask them if they brought their friends any souvenirs.
Hello? 8th Street Deli?
Hey, hang up. You get food poisoning just talking to that place.
Sorry, wrong number.
Here you go, babe.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Hello? again.
All right, I'll have a sandwich.
I don't think this number's right.
What?
You got fake numbered.
What? People don't do that.
Oh, I think we do.
They gave us a fake number? Why would they do that?
I don't know. You were a delight to talk to. You asked all those insightful, great questions.
Man, you've never been funnier. I mean, joke. I mean, you're a hoot.
You know what? Don't worry about it. You still got me and Phoebe.
Excuse me, I don't want Greg and Jenny's rejects.
Rachel won't talk to me. She won't even open the door.
I wonder why, pervert.
Okay, listen, I am not a pervert.
That's like the pervert motto. Yeah, yeah. They have you raise your right hand, put your left hand down your pants, and repeat that.
But filming Rachel was not something I planned. Okay, look, here's what happened. And Joey, you can back me up on this. All right, about a month and a half ago, remember I came to you with a problem? A personal thing?
What personal thing?
About sex? That I hadn't had sex in months?
Yeah, I know what you were talking about.
Hey.
Hey.
If you have a minute, I'd like to talk to you about something I'm really uncomfortable talking about.
Sure. Yeah. About, you showering with your mom.
I actually had a topic in mind. I'm kind of going through a dry spell, sex-wise.
Oh, for like months?
Five, to be lying. Six.
6 months? Wow, that's rough.
Well, I mean, it's not all bad. I'm learning to appreciate the smaller things in life, like sound of a bird and the color of the sky.
Sky's blue, Ross, and I had sex yesterday.
Please help me. I have a date tonight. It has to go well, okay? I'm scared for my health.
Okay. I got something. Okay, it's this story that I came up with. Very romantic. I swear, any woman that hears it, they're like putty.
Really? Well, then tell it to me.
Okay. Now, you're going to want to have sex with me when you hear it. But you have to remember, it is just the story.
I'll try to control myself.
Okay. Years ago, when I was backpacking across Western Europe.
You were backpacking across Western Europe?
Have a nice 6 more months, Ross.
Okay. I'm sorry. Please. You were in Western Europe, and...
I was just outside of Barcelona, hiking in the foothills of Mount Tibidabo. I was at the end of this path, and I came to a clearing, and there was a lake, very secluded. And there were tall trees all around. It was dead silent. Gorgeous. And across the lake, I saw a beautiful woman bathing herself. But she was crying.
Why?
This is great wine.
It's from France. In Europe? Western Europe. You know, a few years ago, actually I was backpacking across Western Europe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wait, it gets better. I was in Barcelona.
I studied for a year in Barcelona.
Anyway, I was hiking.
I love hiking.
Oh, that's great! I was hiking along the foothills of Mount Tibidabo.
I think it's Tibidabo.
Okay, do you want to tell the story?
Whoa, what are you doing here? How'd your date go?
Great! I'm across the street having sex with her right now. Your story sucks!
Hey, look. If it didn't work, it's because you didn't tell it right. Show me how you did it.
No, I don't want to.
How long since you've seen a girl naked?
I was backpacking across Western Europe.
I'm not feeling it.
I was just outside of Barcelona, hiking.
No, Ross, I'm not hot. Are you hot?
It's been 6 months. I'm always hot.
Well, you're not selling the story. It's like you don't believe it. Look, I gotta go. I got a date, but try this. Do what I do when I'm preparing for an audition, okay? I'll set you up with my video camera, and you can record yourself and see what you're doing wrong.
I'll try that.
All right, now. All right, you're all set up. You're good to go. Just hit record, all right? Good luck.
Thanks. And hey, Joe, yeah. Listen. If you ever have any problem with the ladies, you know I'll help you out.
That means a lot to me, man.
Hello. Can I get you anything, huh? Lens cleaner? Your battery okay?
Oh, Rachel. Ross.
Hi.
Thank God you're here. You have to help me. Were you just talking to yourself?
That's less embarrassing. Yes, I was. So when she came in, I got distracted and totally forgot about the camera. It kept rolling and recorded everything.
Yeah, we're going to need to see that tape.
Yeah.
What a great idea. That'll get Rachel to forgive me.
You know what? This is not fair to her. Let's just forget the tape.
Thank you. No.
You're right.
Joan, no.
Loud and clear.
Get why Greg and Ginny would give us a fake number.
You know, if they knew what they were doing, they probably didn't give you real names either.
Okay. Maybe people give out fake numbers, but they don't give out fake names.
Oh, yeah? Hi, Ken Adams. Nice to meet you.
Regina Phalange.
I just don't get it. We didn't do anything wrong.
I know. Although you did tell an awful lot of jokes.
I thought you said those jokes were funny. Joke. Well, maybe it was all of your questions.
What about my questions?
The sheer volume. It was like flying with the Riddler.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that another joke?
Was that another question?
Is Ross still here?
No, Rach, he's gone. But listen, he told us what happened, and it does. It sounds like an honest mistake.
Oh, really? Well, how would you like it if I had sex with you and I taped it? Oh, forget it. Oh, there he is now, the father of my child, the porn king of the West Village.
Look, it was an accident, okay? I feel bad that it happened, but I swear, I didn't even watch it. Anyway, here. I thought you might be more comfortable destroying it yourself.
Thank you. What? You don't want to see this, do you? Hell yeah! I am not going to show you this. No, not the sex part, just the stuff leading up to it.
Forget it. She's destroying it.
Okay, fine. Fine, we'll just have to think of some other way to put the whole who came on to who thing to rest. Come on now, think!
Forget it, Phoebe, okay? It's Rachel's tape, and she can do whatever she wants with it. And she wants to destroy it. So, end of story.
I want to see it.
What?
Clearly you don't want people to see this tape. Now, I don't want people to see this tape either, but you so badly don't want people to see it that it makes me want to see it. Do you see?
Are we watching the tape or not?
I don't want people to see it for your sake.
Oh, I don't believe you. I think you don't want them to see you begging me.
Rachel, please.
Oh, a little preview.
Fine. Fine, but I want the record to show that I tried to take the high road, because in about 5 minutes, I'm going to be saying...
so happy.
Ross, I'm gonna need you to help me. Are you just talking to yourself?
Oh, there I am.
You're gonna get pregnant. I screwed up so bad. I told Monica that I would stuff and send all the wedding invitations like weeks ago, and I...
You didn't do it?
No, I had put them in my desk at work, and I completely forgot about them until today. Sweetie, it's okay. Everybody made it to the wedding. I'm fine.
Kind of hurt my hand, though.
I know. I cannot believe that I did this, especially after Monica just went on and on and on about it. Okay, Rachel, here are the invitations, Rachel. Now be very careful, Rachel. Please drinking no liquids around the invitations, Rachel.
Did you do it on our invitations?
Not on the ones we sent out.
So, just the ones you gave back to us and we had framed?
Oh, can you believe this is already happening? I mean, it seems like yesterday they just got engaged.
I know. Hey, remember the night they got engaged? You and I almost...
Oh, I remember how we almost... Do you think we would have gone through with it now if we hadn't gotten caught? I mean, do you think we would have done it?
I mean, I know I wanted to. I just wasn't sure if you wanted to.
No, I wanted to.
So we both wanted to.
Interesting.
Anyway, probably worked out for the best.
Yeah, sure. In about 10 seconds, you're going to see him kiss me.
And in about 5 seconds, you're going to see what?
Ross, did I ever tell you about the time that I went backpacking through Western Europe?
Ready to see some begging.
Oh, you came on to Ross.
What?
Now, I'm so happy.
What are you talking about?
You use the Europe story.
That's the magic story you use when you want to have sex.
How do you know about that story?
How do you know about that story?
I heard it from my friend Irene, who heard it from some guy.
Some guy.
No, she told me that his name was Ken Adams.
Ken Adams!
Hi.
So, apparently, people are familiar with the Europe story.
Yeah, listen, about that. The whole, who came on to who thing really doesn't matter. I mean, I think it would have happened either way. I mean, if you hadn't initiated it, I know I would have.
It was an amazing night.
It was. It was an amazing night.
You think it looked amazing?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly didn't watch it.
Yeah, me neither. Yet.
That may be weird.
Yeah, it would be really weird.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Mind if I mute?
Oh.
Oh, there go the clothes.
You are undressing awfully quickly.
6 months, Rachel. 6 months. Oh. Huh. Hey. We look pretty good.
I was gonna say.
Ooh, nice tan.
Thank you. I just gone to the beach that weekend. working out?
I have been working out.
Wow, this is so much better than I ever...
Oh. Oh, that's not pretty.
Oh. Oh.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, make it stop.
No, no.
Make it stop.
No.
Let's make it stop.
Hello, Greg? Hi, this is Monica from the plane. Listen, the number that you gave me, 8535... That is their old number. Jimmy's been giving it out since they moved.
Jenny? That is so Jenny.
I know. Hey, listen, how would you like to get together, say, next Saturday? Okay, how about Sunday? Okay, the week after that? The week after that? You know what, Greg? You know what, we are good, interesting, funny people with good questions. And if you and your precious Jenny can't see that, then... January 15th. We'll see you then. Okay.